In my previous lesson, I talked about the will of God and how we may know the will of God through that divine wisdom that comes from above. Today, I want to speak on the subject of destiny, your destiny, my destiny. Did you know your destiny began in eternity? Paul put it in these words in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9, "Who have saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." Our destinies started in eternity. And then Paul, while writing to the Ephesians, said it like this in chapter 1 and beginning at verse 3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundations of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things after the counsel of his own will." Since God knew the end from the beginning, he knew everything about us before he made us, including our faults and our sins. Yet he loves us anyway. Nothing that we have ever done surprises God. We're not his experiment or his science project. You and I are his masterful design, a brilliant part of an eternal plan for the ages. When God was putting together his plan for time and eternity, he came across your birthday and discovered a vacancy. He knew exactly whom he needed to fill that place, and he designed you to fit it perfectly. He carefully shaped your likes and your dislikes. He carefully shaped your gifts and abilities, your desires and dreams, to intertwine perfectly with his eternal plan. You have a function, a reason for being, a divine mission assigned to you in eternity past. You have a role in God's plan. You are significant in God's eye. You have a destiny designed and given to you by God himself. You'll only be happy and fulfilled when you live out that destiny. You may object and say, "Are you saying that I have one purpose for being, and I can only be happy by fulfilling that purpose among all of the options of life?" That's exactly what I'm saying. It's called destiny. I didn't invent it. God did. I'm just trying to remind you and get you to see before it passes you by. Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5 says, this is God talking, this is red letter stuff, and God said, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew you, and before you came forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a prophet unto the nation." Isaiah 49 and 5 says, "And now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant." Paul, writing to the Galatians, said, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace." God knows you better than you could ever know yourself. He made you. Where are you right now? Look around. God's there. He loves you. He's interested in you. He died to prove his love. Speak to him. Trust him. Tell God what you're feeling or what you're going through. Tell him thank you for all that he's done for you. Tell him you love him. Go ahead and do it. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.